All right, Ms. Simpson, thank you for holding. Okay, I got you some answers. Okay, so it looks like one of the questions, like I was saying, does ask if you have the medical records on you, but if not, that's okay. It's basically just asking if you don't have them, if we are able to pull them, if they would be located at the hospital or doctor's office.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I do have to, you know, just ask you a few questions. Did you already, I know I asked this in a different wording, but did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am. I just now learned about it.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I do apologize. Some of these questions are repetitive. I'll try to get through them as fast as possible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already know the answer to this one, but are you filing this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
For me, myself.
Okay. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am. I was taking that shot for over 10 years.
I'm so sorry. And was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. I'm sorry for everything that you've gone through.
You're good. It's non-cancerous, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. And what was your date of diagnosis?
It was, 2 or 3 years ago. See, I didn't know about it, so I had a car wreck.
Oh, no.
That's how I found out about it when I got my medical records back from that. And the car wreck was in March 29th, I think, of 2021.
Okay.
I believe. So, I don't know what day they ran the test and all that, but yeah.
Okay. I'll put March 29th, 2021, just so that they know it's about around that date. What
is
your...
900 miles away from my house.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so scary. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Oh, car accidents are so unpredictable.
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth?
It's 8/15/86.
Okay. I have 8/15/1986.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're never going to reach out to anyone, but if you do know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera, please feel free to give them our phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, yes.
Okay. Now, there's three different types. There's the Depo-Provera, the Depo-Sub-Q Provera, and the generic, and I'm going to mispronounce this, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate. Which one sounds the most familiar?
I want to say it was the Depo-Provera one that I was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never
That's what I
want
to tell you.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken, no, ma'am.
Okay. Now, did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
10 years.
Okay. I know, like I said, some of those questions are repetitive. I do apologize. Within 1 year out of those 10 years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using Depo-Provera?
It was around August 2007.
Okay. I have August 2007.
Yes.
Okay. When did you stop taking the Depo-Provera contraceptive?
I stopped probably June or July of 2018.
Okay. I'll put June 2018.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. What is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. I have your first name as Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your last name as Simpson, S-I-M-P P-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
A.
A, okay. I have your email as melissasimpson865@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number, this 423-432-4026, is this the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a cell phone or a home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. Now, when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call first, a text first, or an email first?
Text message first.
Okay.
I will answer.
Okay. And what is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evenings?
Around this time.
Okay. What is your home address?
128 Gravitt, G-R-A-V-I-T-T Road, Saudi Daisy, Tennessee, 37379.
Okay. Any unit or apartment number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 128 Gravitt Road, G-R-A-V-I-T-T Road, in Sodzy Daisy, which is S-O-D-D-Y-D-A-I-S-Y,
yes.
Tennessee, 37379.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff,
yes,
or by yourself?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many times were you injected with product?
Oh, honey, I can't tell you how many times. Once every 3 months for that many years.
Okay.
So, really, about a lot, 120.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see.
Well, not 120, but 400. Whatever. You know where I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Every 3 months would be 4 times a year times.
So it's 4 times a year, 10 years, so about 40.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor who administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Stacy Boyd.
Okay. Stacy Boyd, B-O-Y-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
He was at Erlanger.
Okay. Let's see.
But the hospital I was diagnosed at is Miami-Dade.
Miami-Dade.
Or Jackson,
okay.
Memorial.
Okay. We'll get to that as well. Please,
okay.
We'll circle back to that because I will definitely want to take that down for you. Because the more they know, the easier it will be to find the records. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me. So for Stacy Boyd, I have her in Chattanooga.
It's him. I thought it was her.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I have him in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. And you said what facility was he at?
Erlanger.
Okay, Erlanger. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so there looks like there might be a few different addresses of Erlanger. Let's see if I can find. Okay. Was it the East Hospital, North Hospital?
North.
North, okay. Okay, thank you for clarifying. So does 632 Morrison Springs Road sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bear with me. I'm just copying over the address. Okay. Now, who was your prescribing doctor?
It was Stacy Boyd.
Okay. At the same Erlanger Nurse Hotel?
Yes.
Or hospital? I apologize.
Yes,
I read that as hotel.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what pharmacy do you go to pick up any medication? Hello, Ms. Simpson, are you still there?
Yes, it was either at the Walgreens and Soddy Daisy.
Okay.
Or is that Erlanger?
Okay.
They already had it sometimes.
Okay, I'm going to put Erlanger then. That way, let's see.
Yeah, phone soon.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was talking to my son. He's about to go out of town.
Ah. Okay, and what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CAT scan, MRI, both, or other?
If I'm not mistaken, it was MRI and a CAT scan.
Okay, so both. Okay. Now, who was your diagnosing doctor?
I don't know the doctor's name because it was a car wreck and I was out of it.
That's okay. So. Okay. And what was the diagnosing facility? I know you.
It was
you had
Jackson
that.
Memorial Health Center or Health Hospital.
Okay.
In Miami.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you were nowhere near home.
No. Freaking sucked.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, so for Jackson Memorial Hospital, I have it at 1611 Northwest 12th Avenue in Miami,
That's
Florida.
It.
Okay.
That's it. There?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes,
okay,
I'm just copying. Yeah, no, you're good. I'm sorry. I'm just copying over the address for the hospital. Do you know, was the diagnosing doctor, do you know what their specialty was? Were they a oncologist?
I'm not really 100% sure.
Okay.
Like I said,
that's okay.
I didn't know about it until I got my records. But I do know that they were 1.9 by 1.5 or 2.5.
Oh, jeez. That's so scary. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment have you received for your meningioma?
What kind of what?
What type of treatment have you received for your meningioma?
None.
Any medication?
No, ma'am. Because I didn't know about it, like that.
Okay.
I just think it's going to take far. If it's going to get me, it's going to get me in the long run.
Okay. Well, that's good that you're not showing any symptoms of it. That's really good.
The only thing, I've had a headache, for as long as I can remember. The worst headaches, oh, my God, they kill me. And my eyesight's kind of bad. And I've got a lot of ringing in my ears, but I didn't ever thought I'd heard it.
No.
Yeah, until I saw on the paper or online that symptom. So I was like, what the crap?
Oh, no. Okay, now it does ask me here for treating doctor name, but you did not receive treatment for it. So I'm going to also put you on another quick hold just to see what I can put in there because it is a required field, okay? So bear with me. I'll be right back.
Okay.